In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
I am tired of black folks' fake rage, especially over Kyle Rittenhouse.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied,
ridiculous.
Independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby.
We're going to talk about it, though.
How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip-hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip-hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Please already, people. Please already. Yes, you. I am tired of the fake rage. Us black folks got selective outrage. And it's sickening. It's sickening. Look what them niggas just did to Young Dolph down in Memphis. They done killed that man in the same neighborhood he's from. Now, granted, they say he's originally from Chicago, but he made Memphis his home. He loved that city. He came of age in that city, became a man in that city. And they killed that man broad daylight. I don't see no black folks up in arms about that. Nobody going hard about that. But a motherfucker wants to sit in front of a camera and cry about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? For what? That ain't had nothing to do with no black folks. That was a white boy that shot and killed white boys. Why black folks mad? You had a mental health patient chasing someone with an assault rifle. That man feared for his life and took action. That's justified. That man was on the ground. he roll over, somebody coming down on him with a motherfucking handgun. He shot the bastard. That's justified. They said, oh, Cal Rittenhouse was brought to the state by his mother. He transported a gun across state lines. That's another lie. His mother did not drop him off. The gun was already in the state. His family was giving him the gun on his 18th birthday. Kyle Rittenhouse, like the average teenager in America, hard-headed, gonna do what they wanna do. He went and got the gun. Of course, he's wrong for that. He shouldn't have touched the gun. He knew the gun was a gift for his 18th birthday. Cool. That's not a crime. All these black folks in outrage. About what? The killers of Ahmaud Arbery is on trial right now. It's in the ninth inning. What black folks is talking about that? I don't see no black folks preparing for this verdict. Just in case it don't come out the way it's supposed to. Ain't nobody talking about that. But y'all run around crying about a white boy killing white boys. Y'all fake woke niggas mad. Y'all fake woke niggas is mad. Y'all fake woke niggas' feelings is hurt. Y'all niggas done lost y'all mind. So? It was at a Black Lives Matter. So? Of course, Black Lives Matter. But I ain't too overzealous about the organization itself. I don't know who really own that. These people start organizations and start trademarking and protecting shit and start accepting all type of donations, getting all type of grants, stealing. Damn that. Damn that. I don't give a fuck what organization was out there. It wasn't nothing but white police pushing peaceful white protesters into the hands of other white boys with guns. I'm trying to see where in the hell do black folks got to do with any of that shit? All you fake woke black leaders in an outrage. Colin Kaepernick talking about it. That nigga ain't talking about nothing if it ain't a bag. I already told y'all. Colin Kaepernick shut the hell up when he started accepting money from Nike, from Netflix, when he realized he could make more money off the field, then on the field, he said, damn football. Ain't nobody worried about Colin Kaepernick. ESPN talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. ESPN, you give so much about, you You care so much about justice, about all the bullshit outside of the world of sports. Talk about Ahmaud Arbery trial and how it might be a great chance these white boys is going to beat it. Talk about that. ESPN, since you don't want to talk about sports. Y'all fake woke niggas. Y'all ain't nothing but frauds and a bunch of scammers out here deceiving us black folks. Deceiving us black folks. Umar Johnson, Brother Polite, Young Pharaoh, they deserve to be in jail. I'm yours truly, Tavon Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.